These are the bodies of unarmed Iraqi civilians believed to have been killed by British soldiers in 2004. The allegations are that up to 20 Iraqis were brutally murdered and many more viciously tortured. The British Army says the victims died in combat. Witness statements, however, say they saw British soldiers killing civilians while in custody. In 2009, High Court judges looked into these allegations and accused the Ministry of Defence of inexcusable behaviour. On top of that, the Ministry of Defence failed to disclose crucial information and failed to carry out a proper investigation as required by the Human Rights Act. But now, and after 3 years of delay, a public inquiry finally opened up in London to examine the allegations of unlawful killing and mistreatment of Iraqi civilians. The Al Sweedy inquiry will review witness statements and evidence from Iraqi nationals and lawyers who accused British troops of carrying out truly shocking actions. The accusations are being described as the most serious against the British Army in Iraq.
The British government's role in Iraq was never as it said its role was. It always said that its role was there as a peacekeeper. That wasn't true. It always said it had nothing against the local population. That wasn't true. We know from high-profile cases like Baha Moussa that people have been subject to the most terrible abuse, including death, including being killed by the British Army. It's only because lawyers and other campaigners have made these facts available, have campaigned for years and years in the case of Baha Moussa, his family as well, and all those people, that these things have come out at all. And of course it shows that the British government, as in so many cases where it's been involved, hasn't been telling the truth and doesn't want the truth to come out.
The public inquiry into the case of Baha Moussa, an Iraqi worker murdered in 2003 under British custody, managed to pave the way for further inquiries and possible criminal prosecutions to take place. Britain has already paid around £40 million to hundreds of Iraqis to resolve claims of abuse by British troops. But the families want more than compensation. They want justice. The conclusion of this inquiry will be announced next year. But in the meantime, the Ministry of Defence are having to face a long list of criminal allegations, court cases and inquiries such as the one behind me. Now, what is clear is that whatever crimes may have been committed in Iraq are now starting to surface and will continue to haunt the British establishment. Hassan Al-Khatib, Press TV, London.